Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Isn't always easy. Family life comes with its joys, its struggles, and its stories. That's why we created Family Room, the show where real conversations about parenting and family happens. Join Faye Kemi every Saturday at 6 p.m. on Radio Africana, right here in Manchester, as we dive into heartfelt conversations from raising confident children to keeping love alive at home to building stronger family bonds. Whether you are a parent, guardian, or simply part of a family, Family Room is your space to listen, share, and grow together. Family Room, because every family has a story worth telling. Only on Radio Africana, Manchester.
Hi, good evening and welcome back to the Family Room on Radio Africana. It's so exciting to be back in the new year 2026. I hope I won't say 2025. Yeah, happy new year everyone, to all families, to the children, to everyone that have joined us across the globe, Asia, America, United Kingdom, you know, and also, you know, in Africa, that's where I am from. So this is the Family Room, the show that centers around parenting, children and family life with an African voice, with an African art and a global voice. And I'm your host, Faye Kemi, and I'm so happy to be back with you this Saturday evening as we officially open, season two of this Family Room. Remember, you're not alone in the room. Whether you're unwinding after a long week, yes, my own week was very long. It was a long one. I had to do some masseuse last night, you know, to be back, you know, to be able to come into the studio today. I had to do that, and thanks to someone special to me, Mr. Bams. Big up, thank you. Cooking dinner, if you are, or you're driving home, or you're enjoying quiet family time, this space is actually for you. Tonight, we're starting this year with intention. What is your intention this 2026? If you're joining me live on TikTok and on Instagram, I want to welcome you to the Family Room. Thank you for 2025. Thank you for the amazing messages you sent towards the last episode of 2025. Remember, you can go on my YouTube channel, Faye Kemi Bangbushe, and watch that live episode again, where the girls came into the studio with me and they read out all your lovely messages. So now, for me and everyone in the studio from Radio Africana, we'll welcome you again to 2026. It's going to be fun in Radio Africana. This is your space. If you're an advertiser or a brand manager, or you are someone that owns small and medium businesses, you know, just plug in and advertise on Radio Africana. So tonight we're starting, like I said, with intention. And this episode is about families, is about, you know, parents and children, and how to they can plan the year ahead together. You know, if you have not planned it, so how you can plan, you can still plan, you can still sit down tomorrow, you can still sit down, you know, sometime maybe next weekend if you know you're already busy. So it's not just about resolutions. I don't really like when they say New Year resolutions, no, but it's about values, it's about routines, about goals, and of course, connections. So joining me in the Family Room this evening is going to be Tunde Thomas. He's an health expert and a media expert, but I'm going to tell you more about him. So, and before I bring him on board, we're going to go on a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to dive straight into the topic of the day, which is about planning ahead in this year 2026. Remember to follow Radio Africana on TikTok, on Instagram as well, and of course on Facebook. And if you want to call, the studio number is 0161 222 9960, and the text, if you want to message us on WhatsApp, is 0744 881 1570. Remember, if you're not in the UK, just put +44. Thank you, and I will be right back after this music break. Enjoy. I'm not afraid to Hi, you're welcome back. Thanks to my TikTok family joining us live on this show. I really do appreciate you joining us. Next week, Saturday, after the show, I'm going to be going live on TikTok again every Saturday after my show, so that you know. I go live on TikTok and maybe sometimes on Instagram, but I'll definitely be going live on TikTok every Saturday after the show so that we can always rub minds. I know some people want to come in. I already saw some people, you know, trying to ask to be invited on the show. So you can just comment, because what we were talking about, or what we are talking about, and we're going to be diving into, is how to plan the year ahead as a family. Remember to follow me on TikTok, follow me also on YouTube, subscribe to my YouTube channel. And today I'm not going to be talking about that alone. I have a very, very good friend who is joining us live, and he's a dedicated healthcare worker serving in one of the Nottingham's busiest hospitals, where his role centers on providing compassionate care to sick and elderly patients. This work, for him, is more than a job, it's a calling. So he finds it deep fulfilling in offering comfort and dignity to those in need, and also honored to support individuals and families during challenging times. Every day, he strives to bring not only medical skills, but also genuine human connections to many patients. And outside of the hospital, you know, it's someone also that is passionate, a creative person, is very, very passionate about creativity. I know him back in the days, you know, very passionate, is an avid reader, a writer, and also work as a graphic artist, designing greeting cards. You know, I know today someone's to be a chemist, you know, I mean, when it comes to chemists, you know, a pharmacist, though. Like some people believe a chemist is a chemist, you know, somebody that actually studied chemistry, you know, had a BSc before, you know, in chemistry. So, but now, you know, he's into graphics and all that, aside the healthcare thing that he does. So, and he designs greeting cards, and he's also someone that brings joy and inspiration to others. And the family is also, you know, his family anchor. He's happily married and a proud parent of two wonderful children. And his life is guarded by strong Christian values, including love, kindness, respect, and unwavering belief in inherent dignity of every person. That is so a huge one. So join me this new year, 2026, this first episode, as I welcome Tunde Thomas. Tunde, it's nice to have you.
It's been an honor to be on your show, Kevin. Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm so very honored and congrats for this great initiative, Kevin. It's really a wonderful thing. It can only get better and bigger. Thank you, Kevin.
Sorry everyone if there's a bit muffled sound at the background for that sound. We hope it gets better. Tunde, when people hear planning the year, you know, many things of diaries, school calendars, and finances. But from your perspective, what does planning the year as a family really mean? Being a family man, what does really mean?
Planning the year for me is a very big deal, actually. Planning actually puts you in a position where you're in control of what happens to you eventually. So planning for me is something my wife and I are very big on. For instance, particularly the kind of church we attend as well, we also have to write goals, both financial goals, family goals, career goals, and all of that. So at the end of the day, you have a destination you're arriving at the end of the year. So planning actually is like planning your destination, your starting point, and then you're designing your destination where you're going to end up. So for me, planning is a very big issue, big deal, especially for the family. Without a plan, we'll arrive anywhere, and that's not productive. So for me, for instance, practically this year, we've made plans on how to adjust our finances, plan to travel for holiday, plan to, you know, start a business. So everything is written in black and white, and we're all very eager to, you know, get the ball rolling. And that gives us excitement because there's something to look forward to every day.
Okay. All right. Thank you for people that are on Instagram. Thank you for joining me on Instagram. Some people are already complaining that can't hear me. I'm sure there's something. Maybe it's the mic. It's the mic for that. But if you can't hear me on Instagram, please just quickly go on TikTok. And I believe the guys in TikTok are already enjoying themselves. So just join me. You can switch and join me on TikTok, please. Join me on TikTok if you can't hear me on Instagram. I'm going to go off on Instagram. Since people can't hear me, so everyone, please just go back and join me on TikTok. Thank you, Saloni, Chef Mo, Sonny, Mr. Sonny P. Please join me on TikTok live. Thank you. So now you mentioned, you know, that you have goals, your families, you're always planning. So does it really, you mentioned you align, you come together. It's an alignment. So for me, it's a good word. Yeah. It's a good word. So, but many parents struggle with whether the children should even be involved in planning. So from a health and well-being point of view, how can parents include children without overwhelming them? How can we include our children in our plans?
We expect our children to mirror what we parents do. Mm-hmm. And so the earlier we put them on the path, the better for us and for them as well. Mm. So in planning for me, for instance, my wife and I, we write things down in black and white. For instance, for practical purposes, we have a budget every year. Mm. All right. Every month we break it down into from the 12 year to a monthly thing. And then we invite the kids, come see what we have planned for this month of, for instance, January. And then they say, you know, because the kids want to buy everything. You take them into the shops, they want to buy this, they want to buy that. And I tell them, sorry, we can't have this now. We can't afford this now. But daddy, why? Because there is a budget.
Oh,
there is a budget for it. So basically, gradually they begin to understand. And that is ingrained in their mindset from an early age. Because they get into the shop, daddy, we need, especially this Christmas period. You know how it is. The Christmas shops are all loaded and all. So yeah, daddy, we want this one. Sorry, we have a budget. You know we have a budget. So we include them inadvertently in all our planning things. They learn these things gradually. So that when they now get on their own, these are attributes that we don't have to teach them physically. It's something they imbibe. They've seen us do it. They've been part of it. And so it's good for them to realize that dad and mommy don't spend anyhow. Even when they have the money, they keep referring us to there's a budget, there's a plan.
There's a plan.
So inadvertently they also get into that system of planning as well. So that's, for me, it's a very good thing that they're learning from that planning actually puts us in good stead. We're able, you know, order makes room for increase. When there is order, you're able to understand what is left, what space is left to be filled, what void is left. And so that planning is what makes that happen. When you plan, you're able to see what is left, what you've done, and what is left to be done. So that keeps you in good, puts you in good stead to make progress.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That planning, when you budget, it makes you to progress. Measurable progress. You can measure it. So that's a very good point. You know, I remember sometimes every time I enter the store, and you know, that's why the fact that I have a budget of this is what, and I have it written down. This is what I'm going to store to buy. Whenever I'm there and I want to pick up something, my younger daughter would just like tap my hand and say, "No, mom." Sometimes even if I pick it, I say, "No, it's for you guys." She would just take it back to the shelf. You know, like, no, this is not what you came for. This is not like impromptu buying. Don't buy, you know, like, don't just buy.
I understand.
You understand? So that's a very good point. Like you said, you know, plan, budget, order makes room for increase. And also, so what areas do you think, so for people that are joining us on TikTok, thank you very much for joining us. You can comment. We're talking about planning the year together as a family, whether you're a single parent or a married parent. How to plan the year ahead, planning, and you can also plan with your children. That's what we're talking about here today. So what areas do you think families should prioritize when setting goals for the year? Emotionally, academically, spiritually, or socially? What areas should be prioritized? Wow. Or let me even say, I mean, the spiritual one, it's a no-brainer. That one has to be like a major. So let's look at emotionally, let's look at academic, let's look at socially. And I know socially, too, part of it is going on vacation, wherever you are. I mean, so what should families prioritize?
Just as you mentioned, really, you have to prioritize everything at once. Mm. It's a 21st century family. There is no excuse. Things are hitting you left and right. So you just have to be able to carry your whole being and every facet of your life at the same time. Because whether you plan or not, people are planning for you. Mm. There's the adverts going on the TV. Mm. There's the adverts going on, and your kids are seeing those adverts. So you need to plan, all an encompassing plan. For instance, when we plan in my family, we make it a point of duty to write it out, write out the goals. For instance, financial plans, physical plans. The kids, how are they doing in school? Their progress in school. We speak to their teachers and all of that. So, and the kids know these things because we make it a point of duty to visit the schools periodically and engage the children. Even when we pick them up, it's almost a normal thing for us now. Because we have a plan in place and there's a destination in place. I think the key thing for me when you say plan is there's a destination in place. Mm. You have a destination you want to arrive at. Yeah?
Okay.
Because if there's no plan, you're not planning to arrive at anywhere. Anywhere is good enough for you to arrive at. So for me, when we mention plan, it's because there's a destination we want to arrive at. And we want to arrive at a good place. So planning has to be emotional, financial, physical, spiritual, in all ramifications, as much as you can gather up and lift up at the same time. You can't leave one at the detriment of the other, not in this 21st century. It's such a busy world these days. You just have to struggle along with everything at once, as much as you can. Yes.
Wow.
The beautiful thing is there is no template for everyone. One card fits all size. No way. Mm-hmm. It's not a straitjacket. Depending on the flexibility of your circumstances, of your family circumstances, then you can able to adjust and prioritize what is important to your family at that material point in time. Yes. For instance, I'm a migrant in the third year, my third year as a migrant in a nation that's not mine. Mm-hmm. Our first year, for instance, was finding our footing. Where do we start? Where do we plant? Where do we do this? So my plan that year will be very much different from my plan this year.
Not going to Malta, Greece, go to Mallorca.
No, I mean
the first year.
No, the first year.
That was not your plan.
at all. You've not even.
Some people traveled. Some people did not bother.
That's why I said it's not a straitjacket for everyone. Mm. Every family has their own peculiarities and circumstances. Some families are blessed with so much money.
Mm-hmm.
They can arrive and go ahead and go for holidays. Mm. But you know your family, you know your circumstance, you know your scenario. Mm. And then you can adjust accordingly. So that at the end of the day, as you said, what we're driving at is arriving at a good destination.
So having that destination in mind. So that's what I want. That's what I want us to take away from the segment before we go on that short music break again. What you just said now, we're going to go on a quick music break. But before then, what is just said now? So every family listening now is that for this year 2026, what is that destination as you plan? So is that destination? So meaning that you're not looking at other families, you're not looking at other parents, you're not looking at other children. Children are not looking at all the children. Oh, my friends are, you know, for instance, like sometime last year, my kids were upset. Are we not going to travel? I said, no, it's not time to travel yet. When we want to travel on vacation, we'll go. So don't look at others. So it's your destination. What is your own destination? So I will be back and we will continue on that journey because we have not arrived at the destination this evening. So we'll be back. Thank you today.
Thank you.
All right. We're going on this quick music break now, right now. I'll be back after this time out. Stay tuned. I'm not afraid to die. Welcome back to the Family Room on Radio Africana. I would say the number one Afrobeat radio station in the United Kingdom. Yeah, in the whole of the United Kingdom. So we can't take it from it. So non-stop Afrobeat music station. And of course, when we do content like this, when we do programs like this, we are not playing music, but of course we are interjecting with music, like some of the music, great music, evergreen music from the continent of Africa and sometimes beyond the continent of Africa. So we've been talking about, you know, how to plan in the year ahead together as a family. So as a family does not mean, even if you are a single parent, planning the year ahead. And we've introduced now on our show the family game segment. And Tunde is still here with me. Remember, I said Tunde Thomas is like works with the Nottingham, you know, he said one of the busiest, you know, hospitals in Nottingham. And Tunde Thomas is still here. So we're going to play the game together. That is the family game segment on Radio Africana on the family room. And remember, I'm your host, Faye-Kemi Bangbushe. If you want to join me live, you can join me live on TikTok. Thanks to all the my TikTok fans that have joined me. Sorry about the people that had to go off Instagram at a point. So we're going to go straight into it. We're going to play the games together. And we'll take turns today. We'll take turns answering some questions that begins with this year. So as a family, say year, as a family, we will. So you say yours and I'll say mine. So number one, this, if I say this year, then you say as a family, we will. So you tell me number one thing you do together as a family. So should we start now? If you're live on TikTok, you're with your wife, your spouse, you're with your children, you can still do it together. You can join us. So this year, Tunde?
As a family, this year as a family, we will focus more on conversations that last all through the year. Wow. Honest conversations.
Wow. Honest conversations. All right.
Yeah, so, because
this year as a family, when I remember our first prayer this year, my husband said we will praise God. And it's actually so that it's just be praises, and that was what he got from God, and that was what I got even before when the year was wrapping up. So this year we will praise God. We'll continue to praise God. We're not asking God for anything other than to praise Him, honestly. So, Tunde, this year, as a family,
we will spend more time doing, well, prayer together. Prayer together. There's so much going on in this world these days. I mean, if you listen to the news generally, you know that we all need prayers more than ever before.
Yes.
Yeah? But the current...
the world is like a Fuji house of commotion right now.
So, absolutely. So we need prayer to steady our family, yeah? We will pray more this year.
Okay. So this year, we will focus more on taking care of ourselves, you know, individually, so that when we come together as a family, we will not be burnt out. So take care of ourselves individually, so that when we come back together as a family, we will not burn out. So now, Tunde, this year.
This year, one habit we want to build as a family this year is a habit of traveling, of trying, exploring cultures, exploring other people. That's one of the things we've learned to imbibe coming to the foreign country. You've seen so many people with different cultures, and you're able to appreciate them better. You begin to understand and appreciate why they do the things they do and why they act the way they act. So you're not just focusing on your own self, your own people. Have an open mind. So this year we want to be more, you know, more encompassing, traveling around, even if it's not too far. I mean, just getting to communities and engaging them.
Yes.
And engaging them and seeing what that helps them to broaden their perspectives to life and understand things better.
Before we move on in the game, you know, that vacation thing. Remember the last place that you told me you and your family went to? You're going to give me. I told you to send me those things. You've not.
You're going to send me that thing.
You know, maybe somewhere we might be looking for at going to, you know, Easter time.
Absolutely.
And to everyone listening live on radio or you're on TikTok live, this year, plan, be strategic, be intentional. Vacation is actually very good. Do you know when? Back then when I was in Nigeria, anytime I know I cannot go to Dubai or go to the America for holiday, you know what I do? What I do? I go to the Redemption Camp. So if you're in Nigeria and you're listening to me, I go to the Redemption Camp because they've got nice places there. So I just go there and I retreat myself for like a few days. And I come out.
Beautiful.
Nothing, not one. And I retreat myself for a few days and I come back out. I feel so refreshed. So when you were mentioning budgeting, so, you know, as a family together this year, don't look at how much. I know you have to look at how much you have. You can go to somewhere not too far, like today said. You don't need to go all the way to Malta. You don't need to go all the way to Greece. If you're in Africa, you don't need to come all the way to Spain if you cannot afford it. There are so many places. I used to know someone, a fashion designer before in Nigeria. That fashion designer used to tell me that time that there's a Budukato ranch there. Take advantage of that. Go enjoy yourself. So what I'm just trying to say is that look at your budget and look at where you want to go. It's not about competition, but plan ahead. Easter is coming. Make sure you go on vacation, even if it's like 3, 4, 5 days with your family. Go. If summer is coming, plan ahead. It doesn't need to be far. Even if it's a weekend vacation, you don't need to spend a arm and a leg. For if you go to Spain for a weekend, a lot of people go to Spain for a weekend and they come back, Tenerife and the likes. So let's go back to it. One thing, one thing that you would do this year?
Indeed.
All right. So
one word. Can I go on?
Yes, go on.
Yeah, one word that will guide our family this year, a very big word in particular, but it's consistency. Mm-hmm. Consistency. Mm-hmm. So largely we start out every year with, you know, the fire and the passion to pursue our goals and what we've written out. And by 6 months, in fact, 6 months too long, 4 months, 5 months, we fizzle out. So this year, consistency is a big word you're all watching out for in my family. Consistently doing things that we have proposed to do in our family. So it's one of the things that, one of the values also I'm, you know, trying to imbibe with my kids as well. Everyone consistent in what we started out to do. We don't fizzle out, we don't get tired. And that's one of the things we're looking at this year. Consistency in doing the things we've committed to do. Yeah.
I remember coming into this year. So this year, one thing we would do is to appreciate ourselves by doing what we are meant to do. I remember coming into the year, my husband said, no, when my older daughter was squeezing her face one day like that, you know, when the year started, my husband said, no, 2026, please don't squeeze your face. So it's like being happy and appreciating one another. So that's one word.
Absolutely.
Appreciation. Yeah. This year, appreciation is key. Appreciate your husband. Appreciate your wife. Appreciate your children. Say thank you. I remember this morning my children woke up and did all their chores. You know, the ones that would do the laundry, put the clothes where it's meant to be, in the machine. The one that would vacuum, did vacuum. And when I tell them, pick something, they were doing it. You know what I did before I came into the studio? I said, thank you, girls, for today. And I mentioned that you girls did not even squeeze your face. So this year, one word, appreciation. So today, this year, one thing you want to do less of as a family this year?
Complain and grumble. Complain and grumble. For instance, you know, incidentally, that's especially when we get into this time of the year when it's pretty cold. And, you know, I basically, I'm not the one that likes a cold and wet environment at all. And so, you know, it starts out with commenting like, oh, it's so cold. And then you begin to whine and say, ah, no, I can't stand this. So I made up my mind. I told my kids, please, this this particular year, we're not going to grumble or complain about anything. We have made up our minds to rather give thanks than complain. So no matter how cold it is, no matter how freezing it is, in fact, no matter how ice it is, we will embrace it. We will brace up for it.
Is it icy? Is it icy in Nottingham? Is it icy?
Yeah, it's pretty cold in Nottingham. Yeah. The whole floor is all like walking on blocks. Wow. Ice blocks. It began the crackling sound and all of that.
Wow.
So this year, and that's one of the values I'm also inculcating in my kids. Don't complain. Don't go blah, blah,
don't
anything.
Be like the children of Israel and go round the mountains and without getting to your destination.
We don't have any business complaining. So I'm big on Thanksgiving. Let's continue to give thanks and appreciate the little things that matter in our lives so we don't grumble. One thing we will not do in my family, we will not complain, we will not grumble, we will not murmur.
Okay. All right. Okay. So now before we move on today, what's one practical tips? Let's go to the practical tips. What's that one practical tips families can start using this month to plan together? What's that one practical tip?
As I said to you, every family is different, just as different individuals. For my family, one thing we were big on, one practical thing that we look forward to is having honest conversations, being real with each other, having honest conversations, saying it as it is. Of course, underlined at least with respect and love, but we must be very, because ordinarily myself, I think working on myself, I'm a very reclusive person. I'm reserved, so I don't talk about things a lot. And I've learned that's not good for the marriage, it's not good for the family. So I'm encouraging my kids. My wife is more vocal than I am, so largely she's the one who is talking most of the time. I'm reserved. I'd rather take things in and soak them in. But this time around, I've said, no, we'll sharp. Open, honest conversation. Open-ended conversation so that you allow people to talk. And then you voice your opinions. And because really, at the end of the day, marriage, at the end of the day, is 90% communication. It's not so much the love or the sex or anything like that. It's so much conversations that are healthy and help every participant in that space to grow together. So that's one thing about, for me this year, honest conversations.
Wow, thank you very much today. Yes. Together. Wow, that is spot on. Honest conversation. And that is also a great reminder that we as a family, we also need to have, when you talk about honest conversation, having our children to have, let's listen to them, let them talk.
Absolutely.
Let them share their own personal goals, and so that will also be in that one family goal. I remember my daughter has been saying, no, I want to pass my GCSE this year. I want to have, she set a goal, the kind of grades that she wants, in our GCSE. And then we as a family already planned the kind of support we're going to give her. And we've started it with straight on. Tutoring, different lessons and all that. This January, we started it. When she was complaining, this is too much, before I came into the studio, I told her, I said, you said it. And we looked at it, and we just had to key into your own goal. And there's no way we can key into our child's goal without supporting and doing what will make her achieve that thing. So to everyone listening to me live on TikTok and listening to today live on TikTok, so please remember, set one personal goal and then one family goal. Set goals. It builds ownership. Let your children also set their goals. Sit with them. What are your goals this year? What do you want to achieve? How many books do you want to read? It's not how many things you want to watch on social media. Pick books for your children.
Indeed.
You understand? Pick books for your children. How many books do you want to read? If you have historical books online and all that, how many things do you want to... You can even set... How many historical, things do you want to learn about? Your children are in the United Kingdom. They are in US. They are in Canada. But they don't know anything about Africa. So you want to set goals and say, do you want to know about your festival? You want to know about 5-10 festivals in Africa. So you're going to learn two every month. You're going to learn two every month. So every child learns that. So, So one thing, your family, what is that one thing before we go on a quick break right now that your family wants to do differently this year, Tunde? What is that one thing that your family wants to do differently?
that we're going to do differently this year is not, as I said to you, basically it's consistency. So we have written our goals, for instance, my kids, for instance, as you mentioned in your in the last statements, your like ending statements about your kids reading. One of the things that we have written out consistency boldly is that once you started reading books, you must finish it. Because my daughter will pick the book. She has so many, I mean, she has access to a wide library of books from school. She brings them home, she opens them halfway, and then she gets tired and she leaves it and goes on to another one. I said, no, this time around, we are going to be consistent. We're going to finish each book. In fact, we're going to write an essay on each book when you finish. And then I also put myself to the task as well, so that she knows that I'm not just dishing out the others, I'm also going through the same process she's going through. So it's not as if I'm just telling her what to do, I'm not going through the same thing. So she's, in fact, I've taken up the challenge, the books she brings home, out of my time, I read them as well.
And then we're able to now talk about
the stories. I read those books as well, and then we're able to compare notes. Oh, what did you get from this book? Oh, this is what I got from it. And then we're able to, you know, cross-fertilize ideas about, okay. And then from then on, I take cues from those books, and then I teach her values of respect, love, and, you know, so many values that, you know, it's not so much that you can't really, like, pick from the air. Something you have to really speak to them about and teach them. So for me, really, it's still that same consistency thing, you know, because it even spills all into my own personal space as well. I'm also someone who needs to be consistent. So this year, for the whole family, we are going to be consistent. Whatever we start out this year, we're going to be consistent. We're going to see it through so that we can have the results at the end of the day. And we can be happy and fulfilled that, okay, we went through this whole thing and we got what we looked out for at the end of the day.
All right. Thank you, Tunde. We're going to go on a short break, a very short one. And we come back, we're going to be talking about deeper reflection. Don't go away. On TikTok, stay tuned. We are still here. And if you have joined us live on Radio Africana, we're not going anywhere until we get to that destination today. So we'll come back for a deeper reflection after this short break. Hi, you're welcome back to the Family Room on Radio Africana. I always say this, Radio Africana is not an online radio, it's a live radio. And you can always join Radio Africana or even, you know, join us live every time, 24/7. So, and we've been talking about planning the year ahead, you know, as a family, whether you're married or you're a single parent. So, and I have with me still in the studio, online on phone, that's Tunde Thomas. It's like you are in the studio. So preparing, let's look at something. Planning the year also means preparing for challenges, you know, school pressures will come, finances will come, parenting fatigue will come, and emotional well-being, you understand. So, but from your experience, how can parents stay flexible when plans don't go as is expected? How can we be flexible?
Well, that's a million-dollar question, Kemi. It's really, I sat down to, like, you know, some time ago to really look at it. And I think what has worked for me is been fluidity, the fluidity of plans. Mm. So you make plans and you give, there's always a backup plan. Mm. We have a plan A, this is what we're all running with, but there's a plan B in the background, such that mm-hmm. in case plan A doesn't fly, mm-hmm. there's a plan B waiting in the wings, such that there's something to latch back onto. For mm. instance, you're going to drop your, I'm going to drop my sons in school, for instance, mm-hmm. my daughter, my son, you mm-hmm. know, mm-hmm. and then the car refuses to start in the morning. Mm. I can't just say, okay, oh, let's get back into the house, the car is on start. No. The other option, even though we're used to driving to school, but today the car refuses to go. Wow. So we'll rather take a bus. Okay, get the things out of the car. Let's go look for a bus. Mm. The worst case scenario is we get to school later than our normal mm-hmm. hour. Mm-hmm. But then there's a plan. So mm. in this, especially in this world that we're in now, there's always room for a second guessing. In other words, when you've made a plan A, mm-hmm. there's always something in the background that plan B, so that you don't fall flat on your face and you're like totally at the loss of what to do. Mm. So for me, largely it's been fluid mm. enough to be malleable to mm. certain situations that do not align with my plan. Mm. So for instance, just like the example I gave earlier on, I'm going to work, for instance, and somehow for whatever reason I get to work and they say God forbid, anyway, I mean, they say, okay, sorry, there's no more work.
Yeah, life happens. So, that one is deep.
Life happens. Mm-hmm. So even before life happens, right now, I'm also going through online courses, mm. online jobs. Mm. So, you know, what mm. other areas mm. can I, instead of waiting mm. for the 24
for the 9-to-5 job, 9-to-5 employer to say no more job.
Yeah. Mm. Especially, can mm. you understand, especially in an environment like this, mm. the salary doesn't take you home. Mm. So ordinarily, even while it is good, mm. I'm also looking at online resources. What mm. can I do online?
I would say that basically wealth creations, don't wait until, when it comes to finances, don't wait till life happens. So as we wrap up tonight, so I want to ask just two questions. I'm going to put the two together as we wrap up so that you just tell us. So you are what is that one lesson that you learned last year that will shape this year for you as a man? Don't let me even say family now. As a family man, what is that one lesson that you learned, you know, last year that will shape this year? And I know sometimes, you know, planning comes from past, you know, past mistakes, but what is that one lesson that you learned that will help you shape this year?
In one sentence, mm-hmm. never give up. Mm. Don't give up too soon, because mm. what you're giving up on, if you just hold on a little bit more, mm. might just be the brick that you're needing. So this year, I'm not giving up at all. Wow. Last year, there's so many opportunities that I'm close to getting the opportunity, but then, oh, I lost it, and then you relax. But this time around, this year, 2026, no giving up. We're going to go push all through till we get to the destination you're looking out for.
Okay, yeah. And in one minute, can you tell us how should family protect their well-being?
Well, having clear goals and sticking to it, that's just it. Clear goals, reaching out in black and white. Everybody who sees it, like, you know, the Bible says, write the vision and make it plain so that he mm-hmm. who reads it may run. Mm. Write it down. Let every member of the family consistently see it in their faces and then run with it. Not just writing on the wall like a play. No. Mm. See it and then attend to what you're reaching and then run with it. Act on it. Yeah. Mm.
Thank you so much, Tunde, for coming at a very short notice. You actually worked till this morning, and I'm wondering, you know, how you do it and all that. Yeah. So thank you so much. I wish you and your family a good year. And by the time I'm talking to you at the end of this year, I'm going to be your accountability party partner. I'm going to ask you later after the show, how many vacations have you planned? And I'll be on you. And remember that vacation place. Please send it to me. Send it to me so that I can plan. So thank you everyone that has joined us on TikTok. Remember what everything that Tunde said. It's a plan, budget, you know, other makes room for increase, plan and budget. Increase. And of course, go on your vacation. So as we wrap up tonight's episode, I want to remind you, family planning isn't about control. It's about connection. Today, thank you very much for joining us tonight and for sharing your insights. And thank you for spending your Saturday evening with me, everyone, live on TikTok on The Family Room, the show dedicated to family, children and parenting, you know, on Radio Africana UK. Next week, we'll be talking about so many other interesting things, and we're going to be bringing a guest live in the studio. And until then, hug your loved ones, check in on your children, and remember, you're not parenting alone. We are all in the room. Till I see you again next week, Saturday. Thank you, everyone, and bye-bye.
For the ones who love you so, be a shoulder to cry on when you're in need. They'll never leave you alone, no.
When your friends bring you down
and they drag you through the dirt,
and when nobody's around,
they'll carry you through the hurt. Just remember, the family comes.
Where you gonna run to when no one is around?
No one is around.
Do you think out there they'll love you when your face is on the ground?
Face is on the ground.
Keep holding.
cry out.